the door.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome to another edition of He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we thank you for joining us. Of course, we are here Wednesdays at 5. And in a few minutes, we'll open up our phone lines and give you a chance to chime in. Love to hear from you. 504-556-9696 is your ticket into the program. You can also email us at jeff@wgso.com. We say hello to our friends on the dial at 990 AM, online at WGSO.com, on the app that, of course, you can download, the Mixer app. And check out our podcast page if you miss any part of our program. You can check it out at WGSO.com under He Said, She Said. So a lot going on, Mimi. We're just talking about all the different topics we want to address. Of course, Dahlia hitting Florida, and Biden did a news conference on that today.
Well, and let me tell you how hard it was to find what's, you know, When they do this wall-to-wall coverage over a natural disaster,
yeah,
it's the perfect opportunity for the administration to do something shady. So I was like just scouring all over the internet, and they're not really reporting anything, but I found some stuff.
All right, so we'll get into that. And, of course, he also addressed Hawaii in his news conference.
Is that an address? He told the same story.
He talked about his
the
house
kitchen
again,
fire,
which has been debunked. It was a small kitchen fire.
But he almost lost his Corvette and his cat. I care more about the cat than the Corvette.
And his wife.
I'm going to tell you, he would have given more sympathy in Hawaii had he witnessed a 67 Corvette burned out.
Yeah.
He probably would have dropped to his knees.
He just doubles down on the lies. He says because, a lie and then doubles down on the lie.
Because his aides are not, they're afraid to approach him, and they don't tell him.
Say, hey, dude, you're lying.
And his wife.
You're lying.
His wife is just, what's the word? You know, like, she's big-headed.
She's an ego.
That egomaniac. And they're all drinking from the same cup.
Yeah, and she, of course, didn't stop him from running for president like any caring wife would have done, saying, hey, husband, you know, you're mentally incompetent. Let's get you into some treatment. She just, you know, pushed him on, and he ran, and he got installed. He wasn't elected. And here he is, and she's getting to go on all the fun, you know, fun vacations, fun stuff.
Right,
works,
but
White
the
House
thing
dinners.
Is if she really wants to hold on to the mantle, and you see that 77% of people think he's too old, then wouldn't you be talking to him and say, listen, you're not going to get to stay in office and protect your son and all of us if you don't get it together?
All right. He's bad, okay? But Mitch McConnell is worse.
Okay, but
because now two times in the span of a few weeks, this guy has, and they say actually it's his third, they say he's done it three times. In 3 months, he's frozen at the podium. One in June, one in July, one in August. Just frozen. And he did it today during a press conference when they asked him about whether he was going to run for re-election. This guy's got to resign. He's got to resign.
He has to resign. But when you compare him to Biden, it's not worse, okay? This is sad that his wife is not, wasn't she Department of Energy?
She was Transportation Secretary.
Transportation, okay.
Yeah.
These wives are cruel.
Yeah.
What, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. They're getting rich and they have the power. But McConnell, it was 30 seconds, which is a long time when it's complete silence. And he was like a robot that the switch went off. And these are TIAs.
So,
and then they just let him stand there. And if he says, or if he came out of it and he goes, I'm fine, they let him. Yeah. They let him. It's like, no, you're not.
No, he needs...
They need a medic at every time he goes.
He needs to be evaluated immediately. He's got to go. I mean, he was elected in 2020. He's supposed to be there another 3 years. There's no way. There's no way that this guy can be there for another 3 years. There's no way Joe Biden can be president for another 6 years. There's no way. Can't happen.
No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And Joe... McConnell, he has this gentleman running against him in Kentucky. Do you know what I'm talking about? Really smart, you know, he's a black gentleman.
No, he's running for governor, Daniel Cameron. He's running against the current governor, Andy Beshear, who's a Democrat. Same situation in Kentucky that we have in Louisiana. Red state with a liberal governor. John Bel Edwards was elected for a second term, unbelievably. This African-American Republican is running against this Democrat to get Kentucky over in the red column.
Isn't that what I just said?
So he's running for governor, not against McConnell.
I totally just said that.
Running for governor.
Okay.
Daniel Cameron.
Okay. So anyway, the Democrat governor says that if Mitch McConnell resigns, he's going to put in a Democrat. That should not be allowed. The people voted for a Republican. You should replace him with a Republican,
right,
and then let them choose.
Well, they passed a
when
law.
They vote.
They passed a law that's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to, yeah. I mean, that's
so. Once again, they're just going to break the law.
Right, right.
Once again,
yep.
You know, Supreme Court comes out with the judgment, and they just look for an end round.
Right.
It's not. People need to start getting.
Democrats just ignore the law. They just ignore the law.
And did you know McCarthy's having trouble getting the 218 votes to impeach? Can you believe that?
Yeah, well, they're a bunch of rhinos, and McCarthy's a horrible leader. So
where's their dignity?
I don't know. I mean, there's Claudia Tenney. I did a clip of her in the morning where she said it's time for impeachment. She's a New York Republican, and if a New York Republican can sign up for it, you would think anybody could.
You know what's going on in New York right now?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, there's a migrant crisis up there.
Okay, and the people have hit the streets, and they are having a rally every day in front of this facility that they're actually hiring, they're putting shelter for the migrants there, and it's across the street from an all-girls Catholic school, believe it or not, K-12.
Yeah,
and it is in a residential neighborhood. So think of Country Day. Think of Country Day. If they took the gem of Country Day, do you think those high-dollar residents would be happy about that?
No, no. Nor should anybody in a neighborhood be happy, because it's just not right to do that. None of this should be going on. The person to blame for all of this is Joe Biden, because he opened the border. That's the one everyone should be blaming for all this is Joe Biden. He's responsible.
And then they had hundreds in front of Gracie Mansion 2 days ago.
Yeah. And Curtis Sliwa, was out there.
And what is his name? It's not, his last name is Sabato. Yeah. Anyway, he's really the one that's put it forward. And they've gotten arrested.
Yeah.
Like three or four times.
With all this going on, Biden is getting ready to go on another vacation. He just got back from a vacation.
Yeah, he's going to Delaware.
He went on another vacation to Lake Tahoe, and then he's going on another vacation to his beach house.
I hope he goes on the beach again. I really do.
Uh-huh.
I hope a dead whale washes up on shore right next to where they're sitting, right in their favorite spot. They come out in the morning, and there's a dead whale.
So, because they got all those windmills off the coast and all these whales are dying, so that could happen. 504-556-9696 to join us, as he said, she said, right here on WGSO. You said that Corinne Jean-Pierre was eviscerated by Jake Tapper in an interview.
On CNN.
Tell me about that.
Well, he basically took the premise of the 73% of people who think he's too old, and he brought it forward. And what do you think she said?
77%.
77, excuse me.
Including 69% of Democrats.
Okay.
Which is amazing. Yeah,
that's amazing. So that's good news. So what do you think her response was? What is their...
Watch me.
Yes.
Says, watch me.
Exactly. And you know what Jake said?
I am watching.
We are watching. The American people are watching.
Yeah.
And he went in one after the other after the other.
Yeah.
It was glorious.
Well, hey, kudos to him. Finally, somebody. Because, you know, she doesn't get it in these news conferences.
No.
The only person to ask her anything tough is Peter Doocy. And, you know, she gets a pass by everyone else. I mean, these press conferences.
This is what she says.
All about the corruption.
Uh-huh.
All about what Biden is, his problems, his health problems.
Hawaii.
All about Hawaii. All about Hunter. I mean, and she normally just gets powder puff questions.
She's going to say, this is what her stock answers are. Well, Peter, I'm just not going to address that from here. Or she'll
talk
say
to Hunter's attorneys.
Or she'll say, I'm going to refer you to the DOJ.
Yeah.
I'm going to refer you to the
right.
the Pentagon.
Right.
The State Department.
I've
and they won't take
ads.
Their and they won't give them answers.
Well,
and
yeah.
she knows it.
And these reporters just take it. It's amazing.
They take it.
These reporters are pitiful. All right, more of You Said, She Said right here on WGSO. Let's take care of some business. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Francis, a fiscal conservative, pro-life, pro-family, pro-Second Amendment. I am the former chairman of the Louisiana Republican Party and founder of Francis Drilling Fluids, which employed almost 500 people. I currently serve on the Louisiana Public Service Commission. I'm also a candidate for Secretary of State, a critical position that oversees Louisiana elections. Election integrity is my top priority. To have honest government in Louisiana, you must have honest elections. I will work closely with the clerks of court to safeguard our elections. We will eliminate voter fraud and gain the confidence of the people of Louisiana. As your Secretary of State, I guarantee that our voter rolls will be accurate. People who have died or moved will be removed. Together, we will do great things for Louisiana. Please vote for Mike Francis, and remember, I like Mike. Paid for by friends of Mike Francis.
Did you know that Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections? And that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible? And our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability, and our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trosclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trosclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit letsgogeauxbrandon.net. Paid for by the Brandon Trosclair Campaign, LLC.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit HotelStoryville.net.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, Tick Tock Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees, such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love Tick Tock Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, Tick Tock Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at Tick Tock Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. Tick Tock Cafe, always ready to serve you.
Talking, so we
All right, welcome back. It is He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we'd love to take some of your calls, but we can't. Phones aren't working right now, so sorry for those trying to get in and can't get in, but we're trying to get those fixed, and we'll try to get it back and working before the end of the show, and we'll let you know and give you a chance to join us. Hopefully, we'll get it fixed. Jeff at WGSO.com will accept your emails. That's working, and we'll check into that in a little bit as well. But a lot of different issues we've been discussing. The thing about Mitch McConnell really has me very upset. This man should not be in this position. Neither should Joe Biden.
But he does not know he shouldn't be in this position.
Yeah,
he doesn't know.
Yeah, he does. He knows. He knows. Guy, yeah, he knows. The wife
well, then
knows.
Why do they? What is
his
Weinstein?
Colleagues know.
Weinstein doesn't know.
Weinstein.
I mean,
Fetterman. John
California,
Fetterman?
California.
Feinstein. Feinstein.
Okay, rhymes with Weinstein. Okay, she doesn't know that she's too old to be there.
You know, she might not, but I think Mitch McConnell does. So those are four people. Feinstein, Fetterman, McConnell, and Biden, who really shouldn't be there.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a nursing home.
Pelosi.
Pelosi is...
she's better, but it's not...
She's
go away.
Better. She comes across as drunk
she's
a lot
just,
to me.
They've been there too long.
Right.
You need to get out. And they'll never vote. They'll
Term
limits.
We got to have term limits.
They'll never do it.
The biggest reform we could have.
Can you do that with an executive order?
No, I wish you could. We got to have it.
Let's talk about Zelensky.
Yeah, so Zelensky, of course, is this celebrated president of Ukraine who's gotten all this money from...
World hero.
Always shows up everywhere in his fatigues. And he's a guy who... Supposedly, his family bought a vacation home in Egypt in a very, very ritzy area. And his family spent big money on this, supposedly, his wife's family. I wonder where they got all their money.
Oh, is she Middle Eastern? Is she Egyptian?
I don't know. But they got it's an area in Egypt. Angelina Jolie has a house in this area where they are. It's a very ritzy area in Egypt where Zelensky's family now has a vacation
home.
You
scooped me.
So my question to you is this. Where did they get the money for this?
United States.
Is this coming from tax dollars
in
the United States? Where's he accounting for all the billions of dollars we're giving to Ukraine? How much of it is being squandered on stuff like this?
They're not going
to
say.
How much is it being skimmed by generals and bureaucrats and politicians?
Do you know we're paying the pensions of the military? And we're also giving money. I think we're giving like $2,500 to every person in Ukraine.
That's ridiculous.
Did you know that?
Yeah. I mean, I knew we were paying their salaries and pensions.
Majority of Ukraine is open and operating business as usual.
I do know that we are giving more to Ukraine than the rest of the
world
combined.
Hawaii.
The rest of the world combined.
Excuse me. And now FEMA director said they're going to get more aid than Hawaii got.
Well, you know, the president did today, or the man... acting as president, Joe Biden, said today that they're going to get $95 million, and sounds like not much, and they're going to be reformulating their power grid, upgrading their power grid, and going to be making some other improvements.
Are you talking about Hawaii?
Yes.
Okay.
So he's trying to say, and Corinne Jean-Pierre is trying to say that, you know, they've been Johnny on the spot and helping. And I think the people of Hawaii have a much different view.
Okay, well, what they're going to do is the governor has been meeting and they're planning a smart city. And this is what they're saying. They're saying, for your safety and concern, we're going to put up cameras and these specialized lights that can look at you and know when you drive by, in case there is an incident of like a carjacking or something like that. Like, they make it seem like it's for your convenience, but it isn't. So he's holding all these meetings, the governor, about smart cities. There's another convention coming that addresses this. And so when you say they're going to put in a grid, the grid is smart city technology. that that's what it's going to be. And they said the people can't move back to their property probably for 2 years because it's contaminated. So these people can't even bring tiny houses and stick it on their property. They can't even go. Do you know they erected over the entire burn scene? It is a black mesh fence, so you cannot see in. And then they said they have all of these, like a police force, that drive foreign cars that are dispersed outside of this tent. You can't stop your car. You can't fly a drone. You can't, you know, you definitely can't get out of your car. You know, you can't do anything. And they are now tracking the citizen journalists. Like, you could be reporting on something on the ground, and they just show up. They just, I watched one the other day. They just show up and harass them as they're talking. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, this is, you know, George Orwell on steroids. Yeah. Meanwhile, these people, they still don't have cell phone coverage as far as text messaging and phone calls. They have several Starlinks, and people have been bringing in from Oahu, they've been bringing in things like cooling units. And
but my concern is that we don't even know how many victims there are. We don't even know, I mean, how many children are dead. We don't even know what happened there. We don't even have answers. You know, I had Raphael O'Neill on today talking about some different theories about what could have happened. I think it's still a question mark as to what happened. I know Will Crane was there from Fox.
Yeah, Will Kane.
Will Kane, and he says that it was, you know, power lines, and, you know, he said that...
Okay, I got some info on that.
And that, you know, that they didn't maintain the area.
The brush.
The brush.
Right.
And that's how it caught
they
fire.
They didn't deforest. They didn't do it. And that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you what's going on.
But the power company is saying no. I mean, the power company is fighting back and saying, hey, we made sure that the power was off. So when those poles came down, there was no power.
See, this is a lie. This is what happened. There were many, many citizens of Lahaina that have reported they woke up at 5 a.m. and there was no power. There was no power all day.
Right.
There was no power. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's not what happened. What do you think they're going to do? No power. They put out a fire. It seems to be contained. And then a second fire. But let's put the power back on in between the first fire and the second fire.
The energy companies, the utilities are not responsible, but they're going to be sued. So
they're going to go back and forth, and then they're going to get the citizens involved.
And they're going to say, hey, there was no power, so it's not us. We're not responsible for this.
Well, I'm more concerned right now. I think that, obviously, there needs to be some investigation into how it started. But
we need to do that for the victims.
Okay,
right.
And I just, after we come back.
Hold that thought. Okay.
I want to talk about the children after.
Got it. Brief timeout. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Francis, a fiscal conservative, pro-life, pro-family, pro-Second Amendment. I am the former chairman of the Louisiana Republican Party and founder of Francis Drilling Fluids, which employed almost 500 people. I currently serve on the Louisiana Public Service Commission. I'm also a candidate for Secretary of State, a critical position that oversees Louisiana elections. Election integrity is my top priority. To have honest government in Louisiana, you must have honest elections. I will work closely with the clerks of court to safeguard our elections. We will eliminate voter fraud and gain the confidence of the people of Louisiana. As your Secretary of State, I guarantee that our voter rolls will be accurate. People who have died or moved will be removed. Together, we will do great things for Louisiana. Please vote for Mike Francis, and remember, I like Mike. Paid for by friends of Mike Francis.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. Let me tell you about a company I trust, Eagle Security Systems. They've been locally owned and operated for over 40 years. They provide residential and commercial security and fire systems. They install surveillance camera systems and provide 24-hour alarm monitoring by their central station. Eagle Security Systems can offer cellular interactive service, which allows you, the customer, to control your system from a smart device anywhere. They can take over over any existing alarm system and provide cable TV and internet wiring for your home or business. So you're tired of just being a number? Do you want to experience personal service? Then you need to call Eagle Security Systems, 504-340-1414, or check out their website, EagleSecurityNola.com. I trust Eagle Security, and you should too. And let them protect your home and business with the eyes of an eagle.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Despite recent rains, Governor John Bel Edwards says the state is still under red flag conditions with the drought. Edwards says he fears that excessive wildfires in Louisiana could become the new norm. As he does during hurricane season, Edwards encourages residents to be prepared.
You can go to bed thinking the fire is 8 miles away from you and going in the opposite direction. And at some point during the night, somebody's going to be getting you out of bed and telling you you've got to leave. And that's why people need to be ready and need to be paying attention, have a backpack, and so forth.
Edwards, along with the state fire marshal, urged residents to abide by the burn ban and to forego grilling outdoors during the extreme conditions as a precaution. Edwards says with tailgating season about to begin, higher education institutions have been asked to prohibit on-campus grilling. So far, an estimated 60,000 acres and 2 people have been wildfire casualties, fueled in part by the triple-digit temperatures and one of the worst droughts on record. Louisiana Radio Network.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
The next time you hit the open road in Louisiana, take a closer look at who's out there with you. We're on the road in our vehicles, on our bikes, and on foot. And we need to respect each other. We all have the right to be on the road. In fact, it's Louisiana law. When you are in a vehicle, you must stop and yield to pedestrians and crosswalks. Follow the law and respect your fellow travelers. Paid for by Louisiana Highway Safety Commission.
Are you tired of your glasses fogging up when you go outside, when you drink coffee, open the oven, or the dishwasher? Well, I've got your answer. The Clear Stuff, the best anti-fog eyeglass cleaner. It's also anti-static. The Clear Stuff is especially designed for any anti-reflective coating because it usually has an oily film, making it hard to clean. But not with the Clear Stuff. You just need to apply to your glasses once every few days. And after you apply it, use a clean microfiber cloth to avoid scratching your lens. The Clear Stuff is your all-in-one lens cleaner. It keeps your glasses cleaner for longer and fills in those small scratches on glasses to increase optimal clarity. It also can be used for sunglasses, goggles, phones, computer screens, and televisions. To order the Clear Stuff today at theclearstuff.com. 3 different sizes starting at $9.99. And if you order now on our website, we'll offer a massive discount. 25% off the 1 ounce and 2 ounce jars. So order yours today at theclearstuff.com. Theclearstuff.com, where vision meets clarity, clear eyewear. Are you tired of cookie cutter advertising? Do you want professionals that understand your needs and budgets? If so, let me recommend the Madley Group. It's a marketing agency based in St. Tammany, offering creative services such as branding and copywriting, video and photography, social media strategies, print and digital design, project management, and web design and strategies. They believe that relationships with their clients are just as important as their craftsmanship. And it's no surprise that they have an array of satisfied clients who appreciate the homegrown values of the Madley Group. Their approach is simple, lots of listening until they fully grasp your vision. Then they put their mind power on it to deliver effective created solutions within your budget and time frame. For more information, check out themadleygroup.com or email them at info@madleygroup.com. The Madley Group, dedicated to delivering stellar work that generates results.
All right, we're back. It is He Said, She Said right here on the airwaves on WGSO. And good news, folks, our phones are working again. So come join us at 504-556-9696. I'm Jeff Carrier.
And I'm Amy Carrier.
And
let's get back to the children in Hawaii.
Yeah, we've got a few more topics, and then we're going to get to some of these phone calls. So the big mystery seems to be how many have perished, how many are missing. We're getting all kind of numbers. The official number is 388, yet I'm hearing their numbers over 1,000. What do you think the real number is?
Okay, so we know the children. We know that the schools have come out and said 800 children have never returned. So they know, I think that if they were alive, the parents would have called the school and said, we've left the island. As a matter of fact, I know they would, okay? And they would have told some friends, hey, we're leaving the island. So I can make I don't want to call it an assumption, but by deductive reasoning, there are 800 children missing. There was a report from a drone. I don't know how it got in there, but thank God it did. They had a parking lot, much like Katrina. They had a parking lot full of school buses prior. Oh, they used Google Earth. Okay, that's what I remember now. Okay,
right.
So they had a parking lot full of school buses. I'd say 30 or so, and then they had the short school buses too. Uh-huh. There's only like 5 left, and they're not in the streets. That's a significant amount of school buses that are missing. Now, you have to remember, they had canceled school that day. Uh-huh. So there's no reason for those school buses to be missing.
Right.
Okay, so look, I'll say right up front, I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know, and I'm not going to be one of these people that goes, yes, it was a laser. Yes, the kids were abducted by Oprah Winfrey. Uh-huh. Yes, you know, all of these things. All I'm saying is the facts. The school buses aren't there. The schools reported 800 kids have not returned to school. The parents aren't looking. There are no parents freaking out saying, where are my kids? Like, what? Were they abducted by aliens?
Yeah, it just seems to be very confusing as to not only how this thing started, where are all the people? Why are they putting up black mesh around all the fencing and not allowing people to look into the areas?
I mean, if you want to fence it off, fence it off, but you don't have to hide it.
Why are they kicking out people that are, in there doing some reporting? It just seems to be very suspicious.
And
we'll see as more is revealed.
And Red Cross hasn't given out one iota of aid. People, we know this from Katrina. Do not give to the Red Cross. All hurricane victims know this.
You
get like a $100 gift card, and maybe if you're lucky, you find one of those trucks that are giving out hot meals.
Yeah,
they're just a scam. They make money.
Also, we're following what is going on here with the COVID mandates, and we'll take some calls in a second. 504-556-9696. So the reporting is that they're getting ready to, institute these COVID 2.0, lockdown 2.0. Alex Jones has been warning about it. President Trump said this today. The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. So... He's right. So they're going to try to create COVID fear. That's going to be one way they're going to do it, a COVID emergency. And then the other emergency I think they're going to try is a climate emergency.
And let's get into that.
I think that is going to be the ways that they try to make sure that we don't have a normal election. They try to subvert our electoral process again and once again steal an election. I would not be surprised if they don't call some kind of a climate emergency. And I do have questions about...
They already are.
I do have questions about what's going on with the weather. I do think there's some sort of manipulation going on of the weather. I really do.
Well, you can deduce, okay? I don't know if people have seen this, but you can go online and you can pull up fires all over the world. Mm-hmm. When I tell you there are... hundreds of fires going on right now. Greece had one of the biggest ones they've ever had. They called it climate change, and lo and behold, the Greek government arrested 80 arsonists. 80 arsonists. British Columbia right now, you probably didn't know this happened. They had a whole city just like Lahaina that is gone. Guess what else they had? No water. No water.
I have a woman there that I have reached out to that I'm hopefully going to have on the morning show either tomorrow or Friday to give us an update as to what exactly is going on there. Same situation, as you say, in Hawaii where they shut off the water. Now, that is very suspicious. They also have questions about, the official government response, just like they do in Hawaii. So hopefully I'll be able to get her on tomorrow. She's a person that is speaking out online on social media from British Columbia.
Right.
And that's getting no attention, really, no attention.
Nothing, because then it looks suspicious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the thing is that when you have people who, citizen journalists right now, are very necessary. It is imperative. You may never have done it before. You may have never done a Facebook Live or done Instagram Reels. You need to do it if you're in an area that is being redone with these cities, these smart cities. Now, where in British Columbia, guess what? It is going to be a smart city.
And what were they trying to do in Maui? Same thing.
It was the same thing. And we have huge fires in Louisiana, in North Louisiana. Do you know who owns a stupid amount of land in Louisiana?
I would assume you're going to tell me Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. So I'm telling you.
504-556-9696. All right, let's squeeze in some calls. We've got some other topics we'll get to. And we want to hear from you. Open line on the program. Any topic you want to address, fair game. Our friend Clay's got some comments to share with us. Clay, how are you? Good evening. Welcome.
How you doing, Jeff? What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, so, you know, of course, we got,
Clay.
What's going on? We got what's going on in Hawaii. We have what's going on here in Jefferson Parish.
Uh-huh.
You know, of course, the Lee regime took it to the extent again, and actually his counsel aide, Pam Watson, assaulted me in the courtroom on Monday at the Derek Shepherd hearing. I was assaulted by this woman. So we're waiting.
Okay, describe
your assault.
All right, what happened? What happened? Fill us in. What happened?
So I'm walking out the room, and I'm in front of the door. She's behind me. We were one of the last few out the room. I don't remember. I didn't sit and count how many heads went in the room. There was a handful of people in the room. We're waiting to get out the door because in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal, it's kind of a narrow turn, and people's walking out. And, of course, I don't know what it is where people decide to hold conversations in the middle of doorways in Louisiana, but they do. So we're waiting to get out. Well, she comes, and as she comes, she sees me there in the doorway. Now, she had plenty of room to walk around. The doorway's kind of wide. It's a double door system. You know, it's not like one door. She comes barreling through and pretty much hits me with her purse. And I go, excuse me.
Not her purse.
She hit you with her purse?
Excuse me. Yes. I go, you just pushed me and hit me. She goes, I'm just trying to walk. I said, hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, what you just did is you battered me. Well, I said assaulted, but I meant
that. Oh, my God,
and
Clay.
Were you
injured, Clay? I mean, did she,
did you get a bruise?
Knocked over? I mean,
And it's not that. And if it's anybody else, I would have let this go. Anybody else, but it was the attitude. I gave her an opportunity to say, oh, I'm sorry, it was an accident. One, she didn't. One, so that right there says she did it on purpose. She was going to get ahead of me. Then she stops in the door and then holds me captive in a room. Now she's trying to kidnap me, in a sense. Because now she's holding me captive in this room and I can't get out.
All right.
So I'm trying to get around
We're going to have to give her an opportunity to call in and give us her side. So,
the video should be coming out very soon. That's fine. And the video is going to explain it all. So the video is going
to
tell the
whole story.
What,
you had time to videotape it?
Wait, how is this on video?
No, we're getting the courtroom surveillance cameras. I actually did a public records request.
Okay,
and getting the
I have a question. Sorry.
Mimi, go ahead. What's your question?
Okay. I have a question. So they're very aware of who you are, and I think they know you're litigious. So do you think they would want another lawsuit? And he's running for office.
They don't care. They don't care. They don't care. This is the whole problem. And I said the same thing. I couldn't believe it. Baffled me. And, I mean, literally, my IQ dropped 25 points just thinking of this, that she was stupid enough to do this in the middle of an election. You know, and it's like, well, I can't believe she did this. But this, see, this is the whole point. I'm Byron Lee. I'm crooked Byron Lee, and I can do what I want. I can get away with murder.
You're speaking, you know, figuratively, of course. So we're going to give them a chance to respond to all of your accusations. So
maybe they'll just give a statement.
Give them a statement. Yeah. We'll give them equal opportunity. So you're saying that this was done on purpose. Is that it?
Well, it was very well done on purpose. And, I mean, just her attitude. And she had the opportunity to redeem herself. She had the opportunity. And she's like, you're not going to go there. I said, I will go there, idiot.
But, Clay, and a bad attitude is not assault.
Well, no, it's not that. The battery was that she pushed into me and pushed me out of the way.
Well, keep us posted. We're up against it. That's Clay calling in with this report. My goodness, drama always. Drama.
It is. And, you know, obviously they should be treating their constituents better.
Yes, they should be treating them with respect.
It would have been respectful had she just seen, stood behind him.
Yeah, and just
and waited
him,
to go out there.
I
would stay the heck away.
Hold on. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Francis, a fiscal conservative, pro-life, pro-family, pro-Second Amendment. I am the former chairman of the Louisiana Republican Party and founder of Francis Drilling Fluids, which employed almost 500 people. I currently serve on the Louisiana Public Service Commission. I'm also a candidate for Secretary of State, a critical position that oversees Louisiana elections. Election integrity is my top priority. To have honest government in Louisiana, you must have honest elections. I will work closely with the clerks of court to safeguard our elections. We will eliminate voter fraud and gain the confidence of the people of Louisiana. As your Secretary of State, I guarantee that our voter rolls will be accurate. People who have died or moved will be removed. Together, we will do great things for Louisiana. Please vote for Mike Francis, and remember, I like Mike. Paid for by friends of Mike Francis.
Located just 2 blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
Did you know that Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections? And that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible? And our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability, and our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trosclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trosclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit letsgogeauxbrandon.net. Paid for by the Brandon Trosclair Campaign, LLC.
We're back. It's He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we're going through an open line and taking your calls, 504-556-9696. One thing from our friend Doug just wanted to share and says this: Hawaii Electric responds to the Lahaina lawsuits, Lahaina, and Hawaii News and Island Information, and saying that the suits have appeared and now they've got to respond since they're being sued. And they issued the following statement about it, and says, we were surprised and disappointed that the county of Maui rushed to court even before completing its own investigation. We were pleading the complainant is factually and legally irresponsible. It's inconsistent with the path that we believe that we should pursue as a community. They go on to say, the lawsuit leaves us no choice in legal system but to show its responsibility for what happened that day. So they're defending themselves, and we'll see where all this goes. Thank you, Doug, for the information. 504-556-9696. And let's get back to the phone lines. And our friend from Houma, Matthew, checking in with us. Good evening. Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I'm approaching the 310. There is a fire. I don't know if it's a controlled burn or a wildfire. The Highway 90 at the second Gray Thibodeau exit, pretty smoky. Now, as far as the lockdowns are concerned, this all depends on whether or not the people with the American flags on their shoulders who took an oath opposed to defend the Constitution actually do that, or whether they follow their parish and or county leaders. Like, I don't know what Cynthia Lee Sheng is going to follow Mayor Cardi B or not, but I'll tell you what, I'm very disappointed nobody stacked up to run against her, but maybe Greg Bouchon sent them
Matthew from Metairie, where are you registered to vote, my friend?
What's that?
Aren't you registered to vote in Jefferson?
Yes.
You could have run against her.
You think that they found some dirt on these other people they knocked out? Ha, ha, ha! The dirt
but let me
find out on me.
All right. Hang on, Matthew. Go ahead.
Let me address whether you think people are going to comply with these mandates, and the answer is no. Okay, it's all over. Citizen journalists once again.
Yeah.
And it's a no. They've been multiple polls online, and it's like in the 90%. No small business owner is going to shut down. No one's going to do it. And I think people are ready to resist this vaccine because we all saw the deaths. We have read the CDC. They have acknowledged myocarditis.
Well,
they have acknowledged blood clots.
Every day, another young person is dying mysteriously. A 33-year-old fitness instructor from Brazil, who's a well-known influencer on social media, died. It's happening all the time.
Yep.
Nobody has pointed a gun at them yet. Nobody has dragged them off to jail yet.
Okay. But there's an election. They're not going to do something like that.
Well, they could use it as an excuse to turn upside down the election.
Our sheriff in Jefferson Parish?
Yeah. Yeah, he's reelected without opposition. All right, my friend, thank you. Matthew from Houma, from the roadway, out in the middle of the road. Sounds like he's like in the middle of the highway.
What I meant by that, I don't think Jefferson Parish can say, we're locking everyone down. I think that's a governor's decision. And I also think that they're not going to do it.
Well, you know, there's leeway that local leaders have. You saw how extreme Orleans was. You saw that Jefferson followed the lead of Orleans a lot of cases in round one. We're hoping this time, if New Orleans goes in that extreme direction, they don't do that again here in Jefferson. And we have more freedom in Jefferson. Certainly, I think that's what the people want.
And the people.
I don't think there's going to be compliance. It's going to be resist, defy, do not comply.
And let me just tell you, if they send out the fire marshals again,
yeah.
If we all do it, okay, and then we chip in to the people who are getting fined, this is what needs to happen, okay? And you need to show up at
council meetings.
That's
what Clay does.
And
he's
even,
there at every one.
Even outside. Even outside.
All right. Let's go to our friend in the Buckeye State, the great state of Cincinnati, the Queen City, Cash Money, checking in with us this evening. What's happening, Cash? How are you? Good evening. Good evening.
I don't even know anymore. How about you guys? You know, played a game lately? How about a game of Scrabble?
Mimi loves Scrabble.
I love Scrabble, too. Got a deluxe model, the ones rotate around, you know, with the nice cherry pieces. Nice. It's a beautiful piece. No one to play with. This world went upside down.
Wait, I just, you know, I can put my word down on the Scrabble board. I just noticed I have it. It's resist. I think it's worth
it
like 25 points.
Don't do it.
Right.
But, you know, what we're hearing in America is I got to go to work. I got to pay the bills. They got me. What am I going to do? And I'm like, still resist. You know, I'd like to see everybody enjoy their holiday weekend and then go on a four-day strike next week, have semis park right in the middle of the highway, coast to coast, all over the country. Let's picket in front of every government agency there is. Let's put a stop to it. You know, if you want to fix the situation with COVID and you want to fix the situation going on with Mr. Trump, you know, we got to cut the head of the snake.
President Trump.
The snake. Mr. Trump, yes, President Trump.
President.
He's the man with the plan.
Yeah, right. He is.
He's the one, you know, I have a 2016 shirt that not very many were made. On the front of the shirt, it says, "Fire the idiots." On the back of the shirt, it says, "It's about time somebody around here got some." You know what I mean. We won't say.
Right, right.
But that's what it says. And I was standing in a line at the Cincinnati show when he come to town, and the state police walked by, gave me a nice tap on the back. We said, "We love your shirt, sir."
Mm-hmm.
I was a little in shock. But that was a beautiful thing. And that's what we need. We got to cut the head of the snake off. We can't wait. No more days, no more weeks, no more months. We can't. The election's coming. I don't even want to talk about nothing. I want to... Like I said, I want to play a game of Scrabble. I just
Cash. Let me get your thoughts on this real quick. Let me get your thoughts on this.
Sure,
when are our police going to resist from these ridiculous orders that they're being given to and arrest us? Like the police officer
And Cash, you got 20 seconds to respond. Go ahead quickly.
When the revolution starts, something like a strike starting next Tuesday, trucks parked in the middle of the highway, we got to do what we got to do. Stock up and let's resist. And we run this. We the people were written first. We run this. It's
right.
We're actually heard.
You know, that's a
Thank
very
you
good
guys.
Reminder.
Have a great evening.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great evening. That's Cash with us in Cincinnati. All right, final word goes to our fired up friend, Cajun pro-life whistleblowing buccaneer Phil from Jefferson. You've got the floor, sir.
Resist, defy, do not comply. Good evening, brother and sister pro-life whistleblowing parents, patriots, police, military, pet owners, cowboys and cowgirls. They are here, they are queer, and they're coming for our gas-powered stoves, our gas-powered cars, our generators, our refrigerators, our heaters, and even lawnmowers and an ice cream truck. Stand up for your next Trump. Stand up for your next Trump. Get rid of Joe Biden. Stand up. Get rid of Joe Biden. They're working with the homosexual, bisexual, trilaterals, and are trying to destroy America. They have declared World War III on the blessed United States of America. The beautiful. Eliminate. Defund. Dismiss and do not.
Amen, brother. We got to go. We're up against it. Thank you, all of our great callers. And until next time, join us next Wednesday for another edition of He Said, She Said. Good evening. At the Louisiana Voter Information Project, we strive to give legitimate voters a greater voice. In this legislative session, we supported a bill to give the public the right to recall and replace an elected official who betrays the trust of voters. Now that election season is here, we are urging the candidates for governor to place the issue of election integrity at the forefront of their campaigns. Without honest elections, there cannot be an honest government. The top priority for our next governor must be to clean up our corrupt voter rolls that are filled with names of people who have died, moved, or don't even exist. In the LaToya Cantrell recall campaign, organizers discovered tens of thousands of mistakes on the Orleans Parish voter rolls. Imagine the problems throughout our state. Help us ensure our next governor prioritizes this vital issue. To learn more, visit lavip.org. That's lavip.org.
Well, we know about our economic problems, supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, sky-high gas prices. And during COVID, the big box stores were allowed to stay open the whole time. So many little guys, the small business owners, were forced to close. The wealthiest people on the planet became better off, while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? We vote with our dollars. That's how we make a difference. No more shopping at big box stores. If you can get the items from a family-owned company, we help people walk away from the big box conglomerates. We can shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer. Family-owned companies put their customers first, not Wall Street investors. Let's together cut off their cash flow. We can choose to help regular people by shopping with family-owned businesses and buying products made in America. Call 718-869-9020 or visit thepatriotshopper.com.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick of the Christian Garrick Show. Listen to me weekdays, noon to 2, only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.